episode 2100, Love Without Demands.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. How are you enjoying your weekend? You know what? It is relationship builders. It is time for you to put your relationship on the front burner. Not on the back burner. Nope, the kids don't come first today. Nope, neither do the dishes. It's all about your spouse. Love without demands. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, so much emphasis is placed on equality and performance. And understand there's a time and place for that. But in your marriage, do you love without demands? We keep score way too much in our marriages. Instead of finding ways to work together, most of us are flustered because the other one isn't doing as much work. Sounds all too much like comparison. When you're an individual, you compare yourself to somebody. In a marriage, why are you bringing comparison into your marriage? And that is so dangerous. It's a dangerous place to be in your marriage. When rules are brought into the marriage, there seems to be an underlying lack of trust. In marriage, you must trust your partner. Now remember, trust is earned. And if you're keeping score, where can you find that trust? Now, that's also more challenging than that, because when you factor in the demands, you have control issues also. Marriage is built upon an understanding that you both are in it together. Now, I would love to change the way our English language spells that word. We have it as T-O and then together, G-E-T-H-E-R. I wish they would have spelled it as two, the number two, T-O-W, together. Now, I know that would limit you because together can be more than two, right? When you're using it in a sentence. But in a marriage, it seems right to say two, T-W-O, together. It's not about equal responsibility. It's about respect for each other in their strengths. You were given incredible strengths, and so was your spouse. Think about it. Would you want your husband cooking dinner if he burns food all the time? Probably not a great source for healthy living. So why put the blame on him when you think you've done enough of the cooking? You know, don't you think it's time that you step up, hun, and do some cooking? Well, if he steps up, you're not going to be eating. I bet you he does share his strengths in other areas. So why pressure him? Why do we do this in our marriages? I'm guilty of it too. But we have to begin to really think about our relationships, because what happens is if your spouse doesn't like what they're getting at home, what do you think happens? You know, they can wander off. They can go dream. They can find something else to deep dive into. Now, I'm not guaranteeing that that's going to happen. However, I am saying you must be aware. Because there is a word called commitment. But some of us take that word way too lightly. If you want a marriage where you are connected and the intimacy level is high, you must love without demands. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Love without demands. You could try to control your way to happiness. It might work for you, for a single individual. But one who is married and has two different people in the equation, yeah, it doesn't work so well. Remember, you've got the comparison. Then you have the trust factor. And then you have the control factor. And then you have, oh wait, weaknesses. So how do you love without demands? It's confusing, but we're going to try to dive in. Number one, love unconditionally. If you're placing demands on your spouse, how is that love? You are determining how he should participate in his life. It's a two-way street in marriage. See your spouse for who she is. Don't let what she does determine how much love she deserves. A lot of us want to control because maybe we were raised that way. And so one way of doing that is by loving with fill in the blank. Maybe you were given love differently. Maybe your father and mother gave you gifts or required you to do projects or wanted you to get a certain amount of grades. Regardless of where you fell into any of that, maybe you felt like that's the only way I get to experience love. But when you love unconditionally, there are no boundaries. Yes, there can be right and wrong, but that right and wrong is determined by you and your spouse, and in my opinion, God. And that is something you all have to work through. But you have to start at loving unconditionally. You can't sit here and say, okay, hon, I'm going to love you, but only if you put that toilet seat down. If only. Sweetheart, I'm going to love you if only you pick up your dirty socks all the time. Honey, I'm going to love you only if you empty the dishwasher every single day. And by the way, you take out the trash too, because I don't want to touch it. This is what we do in our marriages. And I honestly do not think that we are thinking about it in that circumstance, in that type of situation. We don't sit back and go, yeah, that's kind of controlling. We don't. Because we take our past experiences that help to shape how we respond and react in situations. And so then you bring this person in that you were just so attracted to, and now you're like, oh, okay, I said I do. Now we're stuck with each other, and now I'm not liking it so much. I wish I could change a few things. I wish I could, you know, trim off a little bit around the edges, right? We all want to make those changes to our spouse, but that's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to love unconditionally. Number two, remove the conditions. There is not one way to do anything. There's not one way to milk a cow. There's not one way to eat an apple. There's not one way to a marriage. Marriage is a two-way street. So instead of assuming and controlling your spouse's actions, work with him to compromise or find a solution that works for a two-way marriage. Because I guarantee that if you keep living in a one-way marriage, that's definitely not going to get you very far. Have you ever driven down a one-way street the wrong way? Okay, I know I have. I can't recall specifically a situation, but I can recall when I was driving on the highway and I was going the correct way. And what happened though, another car was not. They were coming directly at me in my lane. And in fact, I blinked a couple times thinking, am I hallucinating? Is this really what I see? So I got all the way over to the right. She was coming on the left. And passed me by. I was the only one there. There were cars behind me, I'm sure. There were definitely cars in front of me. But I'm like, hello? Do you not see that there's a barrier on your other side, which means you're supposed to be going on the other side? A lot of it is we're just not paying attention. We're oblivious because we're not aware. You can't take your marriage down a one-way street because you'll be always going the wrong way. You've got to remove the conditions. Marriage is built on a two-way street. And finally, number three. This is a long one, but I think it's important to see it this way as a unit. Find the commonalities and celebrate the differences. You're going to have similarities, commonalities between the two of you, but you're also going to have differences. Both are right. Both are awesome. Your spouse might be doing something much better than you or be stronger in a certain area. So celebrate the differences. Don't let that get under your skin if he can do things better in one area. Maybe he can do the finances. Wonderful. Let him do the finances. But guess what? You can learn about him. Hey, if she is great at mowing the lawn, that doesn't make you less of a man because you're not mowing the lawn. Let her mow the lawn. It's okay. Celebrate your spouse's strengths. Let him do what he is good at. And then when you're good at something else, then let your strengths shine. This isn't about right or wrong. This isn't about, you know what? I really want this now. Yes, there may be a conversation that you need to have. Maybe you really do like mowing the lawn and you really don't want her to. Then have that conversation. Maybe you do it three times a month and she does it the other month. Now, if you're mowing grass three times a week, you probably have golf grass. Yeah, you know, the ones that you always see them out there on the golf course and they're mowing it all the time. I know because we used to live on a golf course and we had a neighbor that had golf course grass and we would always tease him. And so, yes, you may be mowing three times a week, but if that's not you, then three times a month and let her do one time a month. There's something called what? Compromise. Figure it out together, T-W-O-gether. It's not about you and it's not about your spouse. It's about the two of you. Life is about working together, not against each other. When you love without demands, you increase the intimacy in your marriage, and no, not just sexual intimacy. Love without demands opens the doors for each of you to walk in your strengths, to grow in your weaknesses, and to hold up the other when he stumbles or when she stumbles. Marriage is a beautiful gift. Don't mistreat your spouse because you think you're better. You both need each other to be better. Together, T-W-O, stretch each other and love without demands. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.